Blog Talk Radio.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Tonight, Lord, we lift our eyes to Jesus.
struggle with tonight, there is freedom. There is freedom. Nobody's looking at you tonight. Nobody's looking at you tonight. The eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro throughout the earth, seeking a heart that's completely His. Jesus, you reign in this place. Showers of mercy and grace. Sing it. Falling on every face, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Shout.
Freedom reign in this place, and the freedom is when the Lord is in the atmosphere, you can feel His freedom. You can feel His Holy Spirit that covers us. I thank God always for this day that He gives us, and surely the start of the week all with His love and peace. Thank God for the listeners at this time. Man, God has really blessed all through the. For me, I just want to say like this: even my trials, I thank God. Even my tribulation, yeah. I thank Him real. I don't sit and pause on that no more. I start thanking Him because I knew that God is still on the throne. Amen. I thank Him.
Yeah, amen. Praise God.
If it had not been for the Lord, you know, I really believe this ain't no cliche to me. Where would I be, you know? Because I knew I tried Him before without Him. It didn't come out right, but well, it was some problems going on. And I thank God for this God's plan that we come out Monday through Friday and try to present God's love through the Word of God. Well, maybe a testimony, real, or maybe just a hello, a song, something to touch us to start our day off right. You know, sometimes
yes,
we go 30 minutes, sometimes we go 3 hours. Wherever God moves, that's how we move. And we thank Him for the Holy Spirit that you can't limit the God and watch this realm in the box. You know what I'm talking about? He's too big to be in the box. You know, and I've been saying that for a long time, real. I used to be one of the ones to keep Him in the box, but I find out He's too big for a box. You know what I'm talking about?
Too big.
I He's too big for my understanding, too. It's some stuff I thought I understood. He let me know. There's some things I haven't even gave to you yet. There's some things I haven't allowed you to see yet. But I love one thing about the message of God: His grace, His mercy, His love, His peace, passeth all understanding. That's why we come in like we do. That's why we just take our time out. And lift up, brother. That's why when we get in here, we thank God for all the good things He had done. See, we know, you know what I'm talking about. Nobody else, the saints, should say thank you. You know what I'm talking about. It ain't just because He paid the bill. Help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't just because watch this here, He gave me a job. It ain't just because He waved His hand about, you know what it was? Because He sent His Son down here. So I'm trying to get to heaven. It's His Son now. I ain't gonna always be nobody. I've been taught that this gonna deteriorate. It's gonna deteriorate, my brothers. It's gonna deteriorate, my sister. And it's doing bad. They're doing it so fast. It ain't so fast, brother Brandon. Hey, brother Brandon, we don't move like we used to, brother Brandon. Move like we used to.
My God.
You know, but thank God for His amazing thing, man. Thank Him for His love. Thinking about why we pray more. You know, we need to pray more because of a lot of people are having so much fun. But the worldly things can trap you up, my brother. And I start thinking about, I know we're living in this world. You know what I mean? I know we got to do the things in the world, but I don't let the world consume you from God, you know. And I believe it.
Yeah.
So I see things, numbers on this phone every Monday through Friday. I know it's not consuming the ones I'm listening to me right now, because I knew they know they're taking time out just to come out and hear the word of God, hear the testimony, be thankful.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that song might not touch your heart, but it touched my heart every time I hear it. I even heard it in the church. Brother Ray, Brother Randy, I don't know if you heard it or not. It is freedom reign in this place.
Yes, sir.
Freedom.
You know, where God is, is liberty. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we don't strain nobody. They have a voice. You know, you can get on here and say, thank you, Jesus. You can get on here and expound on what scripture you heard or you didn't understand.
Yes.
You can expound. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
We make a disclaimer all the time. We're not scholars. We just love discussing and presenting God's word in the best ability he gives us. I thank him for it.
Amen.
Thank him for his promise that he gave the church. You know, one thing I've learned, God going to hold on to his promise. If you can ask him. And he said, if you not, he will answer. So before that, you got to ask. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask, but you can't ask with a weary heart. You got to ask like you know he's going to do it. What kind of faith do you got this morning? I'll tell you what, brother, I was seeing something in the word while the brother ran over there in Colossians 1. I seen something in that, man. And while I was over there.
Don't keep it to yourself.
It was fruitful, my brother. It was fruitful. It was fruitful, man.
I like fruit. I like fruit.
There you go.
You like fruit.
I'm going to tell you, what I love about the word, that we all can expound on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Expound it. I've been around there. The right and wrong answers. You know what? I don't worry about them. No. You know what? Because God's going to separate it in the end, brother.
There you go.
My God.
He's going to separate
it in
the end. That's what us scholars know. You know what I'm talking about?
My God.
He wants to know that he is the
man.
He is in the midst.
Yeah.
And he loves us. Man.
Oh, yeah.
He loves us.
Oh, yeah.
What you think about that? See, Paul had a love.
Oh, I know.
Paul had a love for Timothy. Paul had a love for Timothy. You know, that's Timothy. And he wanted to show the church that he was finna guide the church. And he finna get in the church and start pastoring the church. He wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. My study, now this might not, I might misinterpret. In my study, man, by looking at the word of God, and you look, even if you look at the gospel, a lot of these gospels was preaching and teaching to somebody to lead, too. You know what I'm saying? Because he was making disciples go out and preach and teach his word. Oh, I know right about it. Paul was trying to open up churches. That's why you call Paul an apostle, because he went out. You know what I'm talking about? The foundation was already set through Jesus Christ, but he's building on the foundation. How did he build on the foundation? He presented the church to Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he founded it on Jesus. And that's how the church got to be founded. Every time you come on these shows, what we call so the ministry that we it was presented on these shows, Brother Willardall, them, Brother D, and Brother Tim, and whoever lifted up God on these different lines back up front. Anytime you present God, the foundation has to be Jesus Christ. Oh, I know I'm right about it. It has to be Jesus Christ. It's not a foundation off of Eric. It's not a foundation off of Brother Randy. Reverend Henry, it's a foundation of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with a humble heart today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up early this morning, Lord. not just this leaving to us. I said, Lord, you gave us the right mind to come to you, Lord, with prayer and supplication, Lord. So, Lord, we come right now thanking you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that's already here, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to give us a double portion of your anointing as we rightly divide your word in truth, Lord. Let it touch someone's heart, Lord, that maybe they might want to get closer to you, Lord, or maybe they don't understand the ways of life, Lord. Let it be through the teach word, preach word today, Lord. Maybe it might be a testimony, someone expound on it just a little more deeper, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit guide the grace of the teaching, Lord. Let your spirit move across all in this world, Lord. Anybody is lifting up your name right now, we just ask you to give anointing on them, Lord, because we're in troubled times right now, Lord. We're in troubled times of what's right is wrong now, Lord, and what's wrong is right, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to move carefully as we go to the scripture today. As we go in Colossians, Lord, we ask you to, as we decrease, for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we ask you to hide this whole God's plan behind your cross, Lord, as you speak the word of God today, Lord. We learn in a song, Lord, that you reign, Lord. That wherever you are, you reign, Lord, and there's freedom there, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to move with your freedom on your people heart. Move your people heart to want to do your will, Lord. Do your will, not just when they want to do it, Lord. Even in the season, out of season, when things are tough or good, they lift your name up, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. And, Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Paul, see, this is what we do here, right? This is what the minister does. We're supposed to lift one another up, right? We're supposed to encourage
right.
one another. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care where you are in Christ, you're going to need some encouragement. I don't care how good you sound, how monotonous you can sing, how pious you are, you're going to need the Lord. I've learned and needing the Lord. Lord will allow some things to come over your life to make you make sure that he's going to build you for the journey. Hey, Reverend Henry, who told you this thing was going to be easy? We've been going on for a while, man, with this 5 days a week. You don't hear this too often, somebody waking up every morning and going over the word like we're going over and writing the Bible like Brother Brandon says and all the sisters and brothers and shine in. Man, we come over here because, you know what, we bounce off each other because we want to
learn
the speed. You know, somebody said, who's listening to it? It ain't that we don't put it out there. It's out there. That's why, you know, they got the thing on the grill side, like and share when you got these posts. When, you know, they got these races coming up. You know, like and share. I want somebody, if you got some on Facebook or if you got somewhere, like and share this God's plan on somebody. Let's drop a seed in somebody's heart right today. Not just today, but every day of the week that we offer. That someone, you might, that's why we laugh. That's why we often pray that we hear different voices, so people won't hear the same voice. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get into Colossians right quick. I'm going to tell you something. But when you're in Christ, help me, Holy Spirit. When you really, truly in Christ, you know what's happening with this? They're not denying you. They're denying Christ when they don't want to hear you. If you're speaking an uncompromising gospel, man, you don't have to worry about it. Sister, you don't have to worry about it. They're denying Christ. They're not denying you. Don't you have to fight that. So I've learned something in this ministry that you got to press on. You know what I'm talking about? You got to teach it, and you have to preach it, even if it falls on deaf ears, because it's going to be some, the scripture says it's going to be something that's not going to say amen to. Everybody ain't going to say amen to you.
That's right.
So just going to resist it, bro. And don't write about it. Look what Paul did over here in Colossians. If y'all don't mind, we get over there. I'm coming out the King James version. It might be a little different. And it might change up a little bit since I get over here. Ready to turn the pages over there. You turn the pages over there?
Oh no.
Somebody turn the pages over there. Here's some pages. Now y'all scamming that. Don't do that. You all right over there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Make sure you're making shit now. I'm just making shit. You know, I see that the Bible is recorded. You can look. You can get it on your phone. They got an app. You know, somebody you can go buy it in the store. You know, still the bestseller. The Bible is still the bestseller. Let me say it again.
What you say?
The Bible is still the bestseller. You know, you go look it up. The Bible is still the number one bestseller. Now watch this here. Look how Paul just said. Paul was trying to encourage our young man, Timothy. Watch this here. Paul, where else here? Apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, Timotheus, our brother. You know, look what he said. To the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, which are in Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time I see these letters that he writes, they call epistles, right? And the epistle is a letter. It's a letter that Paul written, and he's writing it to Timothy at this time. And he's thinking about him, so he's encouraging him that he's thinking about it. So he started writing. And his writing, I like how he did it, because Paul, remember I said he was an apostle. The apostle is the one who goes out. And the foundation already set. But he going out and what? He's making churches all around. He's going around establishing churches all around, and he's putting the pastors in there. So he's encouraging Timothy at this time at Colossae. That's why he said in verse 2, the latter part, he said, peace be unto you. He said, no, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he said. We give thanks to God. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying. Look what he said, always for you. You know, I love that poem. We have to pray for one another. Paul was trying to illustrate the letter to him that we're in prayer with you. As you receive this letter, we pray that peace be there. We pray that God's always at the church, at the facility that you're attending or preaching right now. Then he said he didn't leave it there. He said, if we were doing that, we pray always for you. That's what we should do one another. If God allowed you to, if God put something on your heart, said, well, pray for Brother Eric today. I pray for Brother Randy today. I pray for Brother Reverend Henry today. Pray for our sister today. Pray for our brothers and sisters that come on each time to take time. These are things you should hear too. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have to know their situation. All you can do is say, Lord, you put my sister on my heart. And Lord, I want to pray for them right now. I want to, you know what they need right now. It's just a financial breakthrough, Lord. I ask you to bless it, Lord. You know, if it's pain, trials, and tribulation, Lord, I ask you to help them in that and strengthen them in that. We can ask God for that. We can stand in assessment for someone and don't even have to know the whole story. But we can do one thing now. We can touch and agree. And then you know what? And you'll find out God did it with 9 or 10. And God said do it, they're going to come by, Brother Reverend Henry. Have you ever been there, Reverend? Someone praying for
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Somebody know what I'm talking about, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about. We still living on Mother's Prayer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
We still living on that. And we've been preaching a long time. We've been going through a long time, and we still on Mother's Prayer. She told us how to pray. Yeah, she told us how to
come on now.
Do the prayer. You know what I'm talking about? She said, and she told us it's gonna be some storms. You know, my mother told me, Reverend,
yes,
this might not. You might not believe it. You know what my mother told me? I didn't know. No,
come
I thought she was just throwing something out there, Reverend Henry. No, she told me, she said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. And one day I opened up that book and found that scripture. I found that scripture one day. And that scripture
yes,
said,
sir.
Well, he was going to open up the Red Sea. And God had Pharaoh behind him. And he looked before. And he told him to stick the rod and stand back. Come on, man, that's some faith there. Yeah. And
yes,
stand
sir.
Back and see the
yes,
work of the Sabbath. He said he brought the walls of the water, made a wall so they could be able to cross over.
Yeah, Lord.
So when the Pharaoh was running behind him, I'm almost in the story, y'all. When Pharaoh was running behind him,
you're in there.
It comes in his arm. It seemed like that with the land that that the children got on. They said if they could get across in their own mind, we could get across too. And they come across with that that hole, and look what happened to them. And they got stuck. Oh, heaven. Tell me, God won't fight your battle.
Yes, sir.
God will fight your battle. If you've been on the ministry long enough, you've been walking with God long enough, you know God will fight your battle. Watch this. I'm going
now.
That was a sidebar, yo. I was just thinking about my mother. I think about how much she put in me, man. Even though I went off the deal, I don't blame her for nothing I did wrong. Because you know what? She told us the right way to do. She told us the right way. She told us the right way. I'm 10 years, so with my name and Eric, I knew what was right and wrong. But the desire it took me over. You know what I'm talking about? I told you, if you knew my story, would you talk to me?
Yeah, all right.
You know what I'm talking about? He said, well, you ain't did that much wrong. But you know what I think about? We're our worst critics. Sometimes we just beat ourselves all the same time. What was me? What was I? You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to get there, y'all. Y'all think I'm going to get there, though. What was me? And what was it? But don't you know, Reverend Hill, we could be our worst critics.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, because since you think I ain't going to go no farther, let me back up to three. We give thanks to God. We're in Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying, I love this word, it just affects me, always for you. Since we heard of you, your faith in Christ Jesus, in the love, look what it says, which you have all saints. Oh, I love this poem. I don't see how in the world someone say they got God in them and they don't have love for the saints. You know what I'm saying? I just can't stand you. Well, you, that's a powerful word. You said you can't stand somebody. Don't you know you're a representative of Christ? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead. You might hit a lot of time before I end this thing. Who told you it's going to be easy? Who told you it's going to be easy? Who be with you and told you it was going to be easy? Man, this journey sometimes going to be so tough. It's so tough enough that you can look up to the hill. Will come a dog out here. And all that here come from the Lord. I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to face this thing.
You're right about it.
Because he don't hear a call. Some of us won't call them until trials come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us won't call their name until some adversity come in this life. So, hey, you know what? He loves us so much. That's why he said the saints. I heard of you, Brother Randy. I heard you out there doing trying to do God's thing. He said, and I love this. Because I see it's at your feet. Somebody said, what you talking about? You're trying to walk with me. When you're trying to walk the walk, love don't show. You can tell a different one when someone has a God, when they have an anointing of their life. You can tell when they have a feeling. They don't have to force love. It's so genuine, man. It's so strong. You can just feel the Holy Spirit there. Look what he said. Now, I'm going to back up and I do this here. For the hope, I mean, verse 5. For the hope which laid up for you in him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Whereas you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. You know, I'm trying my best to go through. But there's some key things that hang out to me when he said, for the hope which you laid up for you in heaven. How many of us are really trying your best to see his face and think that it be his will that he let you come in into the what? That you're in the book of life. So he said, you hoping for that. Because heaven is you. He said, we teach this by the gospel, you know, because people have witnessed Jesus walk this earth. They even witnessed on Calvary, my brother. They witnessed him being, what, hung on a tree, man. He would sit there, was nailed to a cross, man, and didn't have, what, he didn't have no sin in him, but he buried all our sin. And we want to sit up in that today, and we doctor this, and hold him, the Holy Spirit. he said, I didn't come, Brother Randy. Look what he said. I didn't come for the ones. I didn't come for the ones who had problems. You know, I mean, didn't have a problem. I come for the ones who have the problem. Now, I don't know. I'm going to do something. Y'all pray for me. I thank God.
Brother Rev.
Yes, sir.
Brother Rev, while you're looking,
Can I ask you? Can I tell you something? A good brother of mine asked me the other day.
Come on with it.
He said, "How bad you want it?"
What he told you about?
How bad? How bad do you want it? What he asked me.
What you say to him? What you say to him?
As bad as the next breath that we breathe.
My God, my God.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm here, Rev. I'm just looking at something. I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Watch this here now. Now while we're there,
okay.
And I know when you want it. And woman and getting it is two different things, yeah. Because when you uh-huh. have it, the flesh can go out again. So, you know, it's a lot of folks want it with their mind, but when they start allowing the spirit to rise, desire with them, look what they do. We fight it.
Yeah.
Right? We fight it. We
come
find
on.
All kinds of reasons why not to do. Oh, I'm not ready yet. Ain't none of us ready yet. That's why he's preparing
mm-hmm.
us right now. Ain't nobody no overnight sensation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? We all need prayer. We all need to go
yes,
for God
sir.
Every day. That's why he said in the latter part of that scripture, he said, "Wherefore you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." Look what he said, "Which is coming unto you, and it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit."
Yeah.
That's what he said. "As it is due also in you." Since, look what he said, "The day you heard of it and knew the grace of God and truth." Well, since you got it, Doc. Since you've been running with the Lord, since God has allowed His Spirit to be with you, you don't remain the same no more. You know, it's some things you ought to look at now a little different now because you know the Word of God, because you didn't keep
yeah.
fellowship with God. Now, if you don't know, but He said the fruitful one, the bring forth fruit, the ones who are our prophet that you are, that light to someone. If you that light to someone, that means you are drawing someone out of darkness. And that light is
yeah.
Jesus Christ. It ain't you. It's the light of Jesus. You might reveal something to them, and you were revealing something to them. It came from the Holy Ghost. It wasn't just your intellect. It was just because the conviction of the Holy Ghost. See, once a
That's
person
right.
has the Holy Spirit, and you speaking to them, and you are positive something in their heart, what happened there, it ain't just because you sound so good to them. You know what? It's the Holy Ghost telling them what they right or wrong. Oh, I know right about
That's
it.
That's right.
It don't move because of lifting us up. It moves because they need to know about Jesus. They need to know about our Lord and the Savior. Now, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Rip, that's you got that noise behind that rib. What you doing over there, Rip? You got some noise over there?
I'm just
Stay
walking.
With okay, don't walk. Just be still for a second. Go on, mute one. Y'all pray for
yes,
me. Which is coming unto you as it is in all the world, and bring forth fruit as it is to do also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God and truth. Oh, Lord. Look here. Now, this is Paul. He learned. Look at that. "As I learned unto offense, our dear fellow servant, who is from your youth, faithful minister of Christ, who has declared unto us your love in the Spirit." You know, he learned from a man. This man was mentioned two times in the Bible in Colossians, how God had presented Paul to mention his name twice. When someone, you know, if someone have made a some point of your life that you just can't forget it. You know, talking about somebody that spoke to you and you just remember how they talked to you, the Word of God, how they ministered to you faithfully to the Word of God, and you can remember what they said that day. You can remember what they said that year, you know, because they made an effect over your life, and you look at it different now because they said something about the Lord, that how faithful they was in the Lord, how they showed the love of the Lord. Because I find out in this book that when if you show love, the Bible said love hides a multitude of sins and faults. I don't know about you. That's what I strive for is love. There's some things that you might not understand. There's some stuff you might not even understand sometimes. Sometimes it hurts. Whoever hurt you, who have hurt you the most? Sometimes it's the one you love the most. and you try your best to figure out why she or he done this, why that child done this, why that husband done this, why that wife done this, why my father done this. We're always looking for the why, but why not ask God for strength to love that person and quit holding on to the negativity of their situation? Because some of us know, like I'm feeling I'm going to get close to this, that the lot of us need deliverance. There's some things that we are holding on to, and it's a sinful situation there, and some of it is not forgiving. We don't want to forgive nobody for nothing, but we want everybody to forgive us for everything. But I find out one thing. He said, who also declare unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, look what he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all his wisdom and the spirit of understanding. Oh, I love this poem. He expresses the Holy Spirit. He expresses God's spirit into everybody. He said, you have heard this, and you not. He said, once I heard it, I have not ceased to pray for you. And that's what most leaders do. That's what most pastors and ministers or someone is a shepherd over you, a Lord. Most of them do. They pray for their members. They pray for the one they encounter. God allowed them to be in their life. They pray for them because, you know what? There's an adversary out there that's waiting right now to trip us up, to start. You just don't know who out there trying to set a trap for you. But I'm going to tell you something. He said, I pray for you because you discern that you might feel with the knowledge and the wisdom, the spiritual of understanding. And that's what we are. Any believer wants to know the wisdom of God. Any believer wants to have the spirit of understanding, because you cannot attack the spirit with that flesh. What you do, how you get that flesh, that you handle with humility. You handle with the Holy Spirit in you. You don't fight it with it. You pray for that situation and ask God to give you strength to pass over. Somebody said, that sure sound weak. I can do better than that. I can put my hands on them. But now you done got in flesh. But now you done put yourself in a flesh role. But he said, don't do this here. He said, recompense no man for evil. He said, don't let your good be speaking of evil. So my thing is, if God can handle it, why am I fighting it? Why am I trying to pick it up and fight it? I shouldn't even be doing it. And somebody said, well, we ain't all on your level. Let me tell you something, I ain't on no level. God I had to pray for myself every day. I had to go to bed and wake up and pray and through the week pray. And if you know the true story about it, I'm praying right now because we want to be able to present God in a way that everybody can understand it. And what's this here? Not just understanding, but applying to your life. You know, the word is not always about a do and a don't. God wants you to worship him. God wants you to walk in him. Look what the scripture said. Well, he said that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in knowledge of God. That's what we're doing Monday through Friday. Some of us, Monday through Sunday. Some of us, we carry this word every day, and we try to get close to it, not to please man, but to please our Lord. I'm not saying we're not going to make no mistake. Or you're going to make them. Or we're going to make them. We're going to bump our head. We're going to skin our knees. We're going to roll over. We're going to do all of this. And I'm a firm believer, it ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. Don't let no one hold you to sin. If you have sinned and fell short, don't you know God is right there? He sent his son there so he can welcome you back into the fold, welcome you in there and strengthen you when you are weak. Because when you're walking with God, only by knowing as a believer, you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things you don't understand sometimes, but you got to keep on going. And he said, it's being fruitful. And when you're doing this fruitful, and look at this here, fruitful is when you're applying God's word, when you're aligning your life to show before man that you can live on this earth and still walk with God. I'm not saying you ain't going to make a statement. Don't get me twisted. You can still walk this earth and still live with God. I know the side that got it going like it is was right. It's wrong. And what's wrong is right now. I don't fight with that no more. You know why? Because God said in the last day, he said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. I know I'm home. He said, let them reach roll together with that terror. I know that man came by tonight. I know he dropped in some terror, but I want you to make sure you hear me when I say this. Let the wheat and the terror go together. I was separated. He don't want us pulling no terror from the wheat. You know why? Because what happened is we might pull up somebody up too quick. Oh, hear me. We might separate them too quick because we lean into our own understanding. God got way more patience than we do. Oh, I know right about it. He had so much patience for us. Even within our mother's womb, he died for us. He knew you were going to be sinning today. He knew you would be born in sin. See, that's why he wants to be reborn again. That's why he wants to walk in his favor. Now, Brother Reverend, when I said you had Noah, I didn't mean you can sign in. Every time you get ready. let me back up again. First Colossians, verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glory power. He said, look at this here, into all patience, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and with long suffering and joyfulness. I love this part. I can't even rest you. There's only way I can know how to teach you. He said, God will give you strength. He said, God will give his glory power. He said, and then once he would give patience, and look at this here, and long suffering and joyfulness. Some things a lot of believers love. They don't mind you giving them love. They don't mind you giving them, you forgiving them. But when you talk about patience and long suffering, that's a problem now. We believe we struggle with that. Lord, you leave me to myself. You got me to myself, Lord. No, he ain't got to himself. God knows he's working it out. He's working it out for the good of us. Somebody's been walking with God long enough to know, have you been suffering for a while? Paul had something in his thorn in his side. He asked God three times to remove this thorn in his side. He said, God, he said, remove this. He said, but God said, he told Paul, he said, no. He said, my grace and mercy is sufficient for you. Even when you're weak, you're strong. That's the kind of God we see. And we don't try to fool you, but have you been on this battlefield long enough to know that you made it? Oh, I know I'm right about it. Did you make it? Somebody made it this morning, know what I'm talking about. Then you feel pretty good, you know, because you were glad when they said, let us come to the house of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this here, so you won't get this wrong. We are the temple of God. We should be representing Christ as we speak. You know, you don't have to have a title to represent God. All you got to do is have a heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A stern, firm heart. I mean, an unmovable heart. Then you'll follow this last point. He said, with joyfulness. Then you be like my brother. And when he goes to verse 12, give thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to the partaker in the, what he said, the inheritance of the saints in the light. Oh, boy, I love this thought. Then we come together like we are today. Monday, we come today. We try to encourage you to stay with the Lord. We come to try to present God because I find out the light is no good if you put it under the table or hide under the bush. You can't help nobody. You know, but if you can put that light up and let the light shine for man, let your Father be in heaven would be glorified. I love that part because we got to inherit this from the saints. And that light is dwelling. It's God. People should feel energy. They should, when you walk in the room, watch this now. Don't hang up the phone when I say that. Don't hang up. Y'all just stay with them. You should walk in the room with someone. When you come in, you put all the atmosphere out. you hear what I say? They went, oh, Lord, here he comes. You know, there's going to be something to say that because you're trying to walk with Christ. But there's going to be something to say that because why? Because they know that the change is coming. They know God is dwelling in the midst of them. Not saying you are God, but they said that God is dwelling in you. They don't know the difference. They thinking they probably said he think he God now. He has God and she have God in them. That's why there should be a difference. By the Bible said we are peculiar people. Can I say it again? The Bible said we are peculiar people. So let me tie this up together so we make sure we get it. He said, verse 12, and Colossians 1 and 12, give thanks unto the Father, which made us, look at that, meet to be partaker in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Who, I love this part, had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his what? Dear Son. I love that, boy. I know I kind of stressed it before then, because when you get happy, you start thinking about the scripture before you read it, because you already know the next scripture is going to clear it up. That's why I love how he presented it, how he said, we've been delivered. That's a part I need to know. Do you need a deliverance? There are some things we need to deliver from. What I mean by that, you need God to help you and deliver you out of some things in life. You know, maybe you try to fix it and it didn't work. You did. You studied pretty good, and you still had the same. You're mad, you lie, or you cheat. I mean, some things we just need to deliver from. Watch this here. The book called Busybody. Someone taking information and going to house. You know, that's a spirit God don't like. He called that a sin. So look how God did it. You can be delivered from out that darkness and have the light. You know what I'm talking about? When I say the light, man, you talking like you what you are. No, we're not. We have always been what we are. But we have said this in. We have said this in. Have you ever tried Jesus? And then when you ask God to deliver something and you felt that spirit leave you, let me give you something. While that spirit gone, you need to be somewhere so someone can teach you to resist that spirit. Someone can preach to you to resist that spirit. Watch this here. Someone can pray for you so you can resist that spirit. Once you say you want to change for something, you have to start resisting it to what you used to, what you had in you. That's why he said when you have that light, it should translate. And then when you've been translated, then it should be so clear that people should know the Son of God is in you. Oh, I know right about it. In whom? Verse 14, we have redemption through his blood, even to forgiveness of sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who is the image of the invisible God, the first of the ever created? That's what I love about this. And, you know, and nobody can forgive you for sin. Once Jesus has done it, he won't do it no more. He's not going back to Calvary. He's not coming back to second death to die for sin. He done it once. It was fixed. When he came out of the grave and he rose on that third day, he came with all power. So forgiveness is in his hand. So if you go to him, as long as you, look over here, as long as you have blood running around your veins, you can ask God for forgiveness. And he'll get, watch this here. And the only reason God to turn you over to that reprobated mind is if you don't want to detach yourself from it. God wants you to detach that stuff from you to cause you to fall in sin. Now watch this here. I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but I want you to hear me good when I say this here. He don't want no one to go to hell. God don't want no one to go to hell. And myself and anybody who's teaching and preaching God should never want no one to go to hell. That's why we try so hard. That's why we try to do this thing 5 days a week, to present God's love, to stand back and watch this, how God moving in someone's life. Have you watched somebody grow before? You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. Don't forget about the forgiveness. Have you ever seen somebody grow in Christ, and you see them growing and growing, and you see the difference in them? They don't move the same. They don't talk the same no more, because there's been a transformation there. God has really increased His Holy Spirit in their life. Now they're walking on faith. That's why He was saying, "Don't you know? I this is me now. This might not be nobody else. That's gonna be a lot of people have missed the mark because of forgiveness." There'll be a lot of people miss the mark because of forgiveness. Don't want to forgive nobody. They want everybody to forgive them, but they ain't going to forgive. They're going to hold on to it. What I mean by it? Well, you know what I think about it? That when God forgives, he don't remember it no more. He throws it in the sea of forgiveness. And I love that part, because the only time it comes back up when we repeat it again, when we go back to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in verse 14, I'm going, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of his sin, who is the image of the invisible God, through the firstborn of every created. For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones, look what it says, dominion, principality, power, and all things were created by him and for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. everything on this earth God created for his son. What I love about my brothers and sisters, when he did this here, if you don't mind, you can just go over here with me, over here in John right quick, when I think about what he did for our father, with our brother, and guess what he did for Jesus Christ. Look what he did in the beginning. I'm in John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all these were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of man. Look what he said. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended him not. Oh, I love that poem. Remember, see what I like about the writers and the epistles and the writers of the gospel, they always use reference and they refer back to things they've been taught. That's why when we teach, that's why when we're preaching, that's why when we convey God's word, we can go back to a scripture. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because we're talking about the invisible God. See, no man have seen God. We learned the other week, and have seen God and still live. We learned that Moses, he let him see his back, just to see a little glow of his back. And then we learned when Moses, after he seen it, when he came down from the mountain, the people were living in all kinds of sin, but there was a glow about him. It was a change about him. He wasn't the same person no more. He looked different now. Now he done took over form of God, walking down that hill. Now, watch this here. When God calls a person, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the Bible says many are called, but a few are chosen. Jesus was chosen to come down here, and he was here to what? Take up all our sin. And then what he did, he did it so often that the people said the darkness couldn't even recognize him, couldn't comprehend him. Because why? Because they were living under the law. They couldn't believe a man could come out of Nazareth and be the son of God. They couldn't believe it. They struggled with that. But let me tell you something. You don't have to struggle with it anymore if you don't know. All you got to do is get in the book. Read it for yourself. I recommend you start in John and read all of John. I recommend that you go to Matthew through Revelation. Then you go to that Old Testament. That's what I recommend. You don't have to do it, but that's what I recommend. I recommend if you're trying to learn the word of God, start in the book of John, then go to Matthew through Revelation, then go to the Old Testament. Then you have a different understanding about when you start reading about that, how they were prophesied, how they were getting Jesus ready before the come, because he is the one that builds this foundation, and he's the only one, he's the master builder. Oh, I know right about it. The Bible said it was created for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why I say that? Because I believe in the book. Paul believed in the book. Look, he quoted the same thing that I just read in Colossians over from John chapter 1, the first 5 verse. And it's the same thing we read. That's what we read over here. That's why I know the word has to teach you. The word has to be the one that you hear. We can sound so good how we break these things down. We can make it sound so bad, but it has to be the word of God that convict you. Because if you don't watch it, you'll say, well, Eric see it. If you don't watch it, you'll say, Brother Randy see it. But I won't take you to the word. I'm going to do this one more time now. Watch me again. John chapter 1. And I'm almost home with what I'm saying this out. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. Oh, help me, Spirit. Oh, help me, help me. In him was light. And life was the light of man. Look what he did. And he, in the light shining in the darkness. In the darkness, could comprehend him now. And I won't go home when I say this with him. They had a problem with him then. Help me, Holy Spirit. They had a problem with our Lord and Savior then. They wrestled with what he did. We should be like that right today. We should know that he resides on this earth. We should know God is ruling this earth. We should know that when Jesus, when he said he was there in the beginning, somebody said, what you talking about? In the beginning, if you go back to Genesis 1, you go back when he was saying, let us create a man. Now watch this now. He said, let us create a man. That means somebody was there with God when he was doing all this creating. And that somebody before Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? And he allowed man to come on this earth, and he gave man dominion over everything at that time. This was before Noah, before he destroyed the earth, and he gave him all dominion over it. And man, he looked at man, he said he wished he never had made him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How they fall in sin, how they doing it as we do today. Now, I just thank God for his grace, because what's happening now on this earth, it's been visible now. It's not invisible to us no more. We know God is present right now because we know by his love. Somebody say, how you know by his love? Because I know some people, you know some people, that changed their life since they met God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Creator is resting in their soul because they're transforming to the new things now. Now they're walking in. What you mean by the new thing? The Bible said the old man has to die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Only the old man gonna die, that means he got to resist himself. He got to stop holding on to the old stuff. This might not work on for nobody on the phone. Let me talk to me for a minute. I'm talking to me. Say self, okay, here. What? Now, what you telling me that I can't walk in both sides of the fence? That's what I'm trying to tell you, self. You cannot serve two gods. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by that, you can't serve the dark and the light. You're going to love one and hate the other. What I'm talking about, you're going to cling to one more and you're going to cling to the other. He said, I'm a jealous God. He said, you're either going to serve me or you're going to serve mammon. And then he also told him in Revelation, he said, I'd rather have you hot and cold than lukewarm. He's going to want you straddling the fence. He said, just get all over there. You're going to go over there. Why take the long way? Y'all excuse me when I say this. Why take the long way to hell? You know what I'm talking about? He wants you to get on. You want to go on, go. He said, but I'd rather for you to be hot or cold. That's why the preaching has to be taught. And preaching is the word that the Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Oh, I know I'm right about it. God has looked down on us and shined out on us, and he wants us to be always reminded that who created this earth. Paul was letting them know. He was letting the church know. Look what he did. And he has before all things. Let me back up so I can get this together. Well, I got to make sure I can tie this up. I'm going to back up to verse 14. I'm in Colossians 1, 14. In whom we have redemption, O Lord, through his blood, even forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature. Look what it says. And by him we are all things created, that all, look at it, are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether it be thrones, that's what it is, look at that, dominion, principalities, power, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And look what it says, he is the head, oh help me, Holy Spirit, of the body. Look what it says, the church. And who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, and that in all things we may have preeminence. Oh, I love this part. You can get on board with this one here with me. He took it on, church. He came in because he was the firstborn, and he's the first one came out of death. Look at this. He's still living. Somewhere down along verse 2 fast, that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And sitting at the right hand of the Father, you know what he's doing? He up there sitting there right now and showing that he surpassed all of the preeminence. So he surpassed all of us. Now he's already there waiting on us. Oh, he's coming back for us. And you know what? He's coming back for this church. And this church is us. Because he just defeated death. He defeated death when he went to Calvary. He defeated when he got out. One scripture said he got out with all power. Let me see if I can rag up in there and find that one day. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's over there in Matthew. Y'all don't mind. Y'all go there with me. Matthew 28, somewhere like the 16th verse, somewhere off in there. Y'all don't mind. If y'all with me. Y'all with me? Okay, then. Look, I'm gonna come out a little farther. 18. Matthew 28:18. Look what it reads. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. That's what he told them. Yeah. And teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Can you get that with me? Amen. Even at the end, he said, all power is given unto me. He took it. You don't have to worry about it more. He has it in his hand now. He done took death and took the sting away. You know, now man can have access to God, even in his own filthy body. He can change that body, wash it with the blood. You could be like the one that they were wrestling with, wondering about who are these ones clothed in white garments. Then one man said, you know who it is. He said, they the one to overcome. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, through that trial and tribulation. You know what I'm talking about? I thank God for this preeminence. Look what he said, for it is pleasing that the Father that's in him should always, look, he said, all fullness dwell. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by whom to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in the earth, of things in the heaven, and you, look what he said, that you were sometimes alienated, oh Lord, in the enemy of your mind by the wicked works. Y'all, I'm in the book, y'all. Yet now has you reconciled. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Once you came to cross, once you accepted Christ, once you got back in fellowship, because he said reconcile, that means you hadn't been there before. Then you reconcile. He reconciled us back to our Father. Now he's doing this because he done it. What the Bible said, I read it. He said through heaven and earth, no man can sit on his head. He don't understand no more. Every man can say to himself, he done been through the trial. He done been through the tribulation. Now he understands. Thank God for this Holy Spirit. Thank God for His presence. Thank God for what all He has applied in our life. Don't you know God wants us to come on board as we are? Don't you know God wants us to come in? You can't fix yourself. Don't you know that? Don't you know in this reconciliation that we are going through right now, the works that we used to do, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you're about to say, used to do, we should desire that anymore. We should want to desire the love of God. Somebody been out in church long enough, I'm talking about. When you feel like you done came in, you said, Lord, I tried it my way. Lord, I really tried it my way, Lord. But Lord, now I want to change my life and start walking with you, Lord. Don't you know it's a good time to do that? You don't have to listen to no thousand scriptures to know the Lord is on your side. He's right here and want to be with you right now. I've learned in my life that God has a full understanding of every man's life. God know every hair on your head. You can't fool God. But he do know one thing about it. He wants us to come to him. Look what he said now. Because what I said, because he has a forgiving spirit. Look at this here, verse 22. In the body of his flesh through the death to present you holy and unblameless. And look what it said, unprovable in the sight. Look what it says here. If you continue in the faith, grounded in selling it, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard. And look what he said, which was preached to every creature, which is under the heavens, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. Who helped me, Holy Spirit? Oh, he expressed something there. He wants them to be encouraged along this way. He knows it's going to be some time that you're going to give up. He wants them to be encouraged. Don't let that move you. You know, to my life right now. You know, some people, you know, because of work, you know, sometimes they can't stay on, or they might want to move around and do something different. But boy, when you have the love of God, if you can just hold on to hear this word, if you can just hold on to hear what God has to say, because you might miss something God wants you to have. That's why I love the gospel. it moves, and he wants to move in the way of hope. He wants us to have faith that the Father could save anybody. How many of you been there? How many of you been praying since you've been on the phone? How many of you just took time out and thought about somebody this word could apply to them? Because he said, and this is a hard saying for a lot of them, he said in verse 22, in the body of his flesh through death, look what he said, to present you holy, unblameless, unprovable in his sight. And he said, if you continue, that's what he said now, if hurts us, if you continue in faith, grinding and selling, and be not moved away from hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached unto you every created, which under the heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am a minister. He said, a lot of us been on the phone, somebody know what I'm talking about, they heard the word preached. And he know some of us walked away. In some situation, we just walked away from Christ and did it on our own. And God knows it. But here's a man came, he what he did. He stand before God. So you will have no excuse when you go before him and say, I died for him. But you have to repent, church. He wants to repent for what we got going on right now. He wants us to know that when we go from God, that we can't say that we didn't know. You know, we never heard it, you know. I don't wrestle with the who preaching and teaching no more. You know, I find out that God has that say. God gonna move that, and God will do it in his own time. And I learned when Paul said it, he said, I Paul am made a minister who now rejoice in my suffering. For you are, he said, for you and fear of that which is behind in the affliction is of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. He said, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given me from you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from the generation, but now is made manifest in his saints. Now I'm here, y'all. I'm home when I say this. To whom God make known what is rich of the glory of his mission among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of the glory, whom we preach, warning every man, to teaching every man in all wisdom, that we present every man a perfect, look what it said, in Christ Jesus, which, look at that, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his word, which work in me mightily. Now, I know I did a lot of reading there, but I had to read it out because I want you to hear Paul was expressing this letter to encourage our brother to stay on this battlefield. I'm coming to you, and I wasn't made a minister because I went to school. I was made a minister because I denied myself of my first teaching that I didn't know about Jesus. Now I know about Jesus. Because one time Jesus had to talk to him while he was going up on the road to Damascus. And he put him in a light for 3 days. I don't know if you've been around God long enough. God speaks through lights. God shows you in the light. He wants us to see things in the light. He wants to reveal some things. And Paul was apprehended with the Holy Ghost that day. And no one can explain what he's seen. But instead, God going to give you your own testimony. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to have your own testimony. You're going to have your own Damascus road. And Paul was saying, and when he was doing this, he was made a minister. He was made to stand flat foot and preach God's word to them. You know, you got to do this thing in season, out of season. Somebody said, how long is this going to take until he called you home? Oh, yes. Until he called you to his arms. Until he allowed you to be resting in his arms. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We're not going to live on this earth forever. That's why he wanted, at that last verse, he said, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his word, which working in me mightily. There's some things we struggle with. He did. There's some things you're going to struggle. You don't have to have a title to struggle with God. You know one thing? All you got to do is love God, and sometimes the struggle be so overbearing sometimes. But I do know one thing. I'm out of here when I say this man. And I'm gonna get out of the way. I'm gonna let anybody want to say something, say something at this time. I do know one thing about this for him. This battle that we're on right now, God already solved it. And I told you a while ago when he got out of Calvary, he came out with all power. He took that death and wrapped it up in his hand, and he's holding it. And he got it right there. So no one can hold you to no sin. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. You just get on up. There's some people on here know me and know my old way and know that God has changed me. But you know who get the glory? God get the glory. I didn't practice this. God doing this. He removes some things I'm on. Yeah, sometimes, watch this here. I get mad. Watch this here. Sometimes I don't understand. But I learn by prayer. Oh, I learn by prayer. Prayer moves things. It searches your heart. When you start getting into prayer life, when you start getting the intimacy with God, and you start that, Lord, I need your help right here, Lord. Lord, I need your strength right here, Lord. It's because of the preach word for me to understand that there. Even Jesus prayed. Jesus went in the Garden of Gethsemane, and as he was going, he took James and Peter with him and told him to stay right here for a minute, and he walked a little farther, and he asked the Father. He said, would you let this cup pass? You know what I'm talking about. He asked him that. And this is Jesus. But then he came back a few times out there. When he said the third time, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's what kind of situation we're in. Let God's will be done in your life. Serve God all the way. Don't let nothing hinder you serving God. Don't let nobody hold you to something. And most of the people try to hold you to something, they can't even do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They try to hold you to something they can't do. You hang around long enough, you'll see they can't do. But I learned something. That's why we pray for one another. Don't criticize them. Just lift them up in God. Pray for them when you see something. And I'm going to tell you something. I might be the only, our prayer ain't the only one thinking like this who teach and try to preach God's word, that we need prayer a lot. Because we're trying to do God, keep our sanity, keep our stress off of, that we want to stay in his word and present his word and to his people, and when we present it with love, and we present it with knowing that it ain't us to save, it's God going to save you. You know, we learn, I'm gone, y'all. We learn, we find out that one man plant, another man add the water, but God only wants to increase. I don't care how hard we try, how hard we stress it, only God can change that person. That God has to get in that person's life to want to change. And then when they do change, that's when we come to minister. That's when we come to show them that what you change from is a good thing. You can stay connected. Don't let nobody disconnect you from God. Don't let no circumstances disconnect you from God. Don't let no marriage disconnect you from God. You take your marriage to God. You hold it up to God. Say, Lord, I love my wife. I love my husband. You take it to God. You take them kids to God. God, I love my kids. Lord, just give me strength when you discipline them, Lord. Lord, give me the resistance. Let your love touch them more than I will ever love them, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you to move in that situation. Lord, you know I need some strength with my children. You know I need some strength with my husband, my wife. You know I need some strength on my job. These are the kind of things we can do to God. Don't try to fight with the flesh. Do it with the spirit. Let God reign in your life. Now, I'm going to say this here. You know, anybody want to come on and express what they heard or something they didn't understand, we can go back over it. If you have something you want to illustrate, something, the door is always open right now. And you can come, express your love, or you just want to wave your hand, or something you just want to say. All you got to do is hit the one button one time, and we'll let you in. We'll let you in. We'll let you in. In the name of Jesus, you can come now. Now, if all I'm walking upstairs, you can come now and express your love, express something you want to say at this time.
Just a lesson.
Bro, Eric.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was going to give you I had a little issue. I was going to hit the one button, but my word today came Matthew 6:14. And you was talking about the forgiveness. I'm trying to do two things. Let me stop for a minute. Let me read this.
Six and what? Are you going to read it?
14. I'm going to read it. I'm sitting still. I'm going to back up a little bit. It only gave me It gave me 15. I'm back up to 13. Let me get it opened up here.
Okay.
13 says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever. Amen." But it says, 14, it says, "For if you forgive men their trespass, and your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not man the trespass, neither will your Father forgive your trespass," meaning your wrongdoing. But that's what I got today. I'm gonna have to go back on mute because my big truck done tore up. But
okay,
I just wanted to read that this morning because you was talking about forgiveness earlier.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You good? You good? You good? And that's a strong statement there because it's in red. Jesus is speaking when you present that. You know, God wants us to, you know, He wants us to do that, man. How can you forgive you and you won't forgive your brother? You know, He wants us to forgive one another. If someone wrong with you, man, it's a time not to just keep holding on these grudges, man. It behooves me to understand why someone love God so much and know God where maybe not know it. And they've been on and heard somebody talk about forgiveness and don't forgive. Man, it's a big relief when you let that go. When you let that don't be imprison you to forgiveness. Don't let that prison you. Don't let nobody have that much over you. I can't stand him. You know, but what you doing, man? You putting so much in your heart, it'll turn to malice, man. Don't let nobody have that much power over you. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Don't let nobody have that much power over you to have that much control of you. But you can't reason with one another. Now again, it's an opportunity. That's a good one there, brother. It's an opportunity if anyone wanna come here and express their love or wanted to say something. It's a good time. And now we'll move on. We ain't gonna hold you. Praise God. Praise God. Okay.
Beautiful.
Oh, Heavenly Father, come to the Darrell.
Oh, I just said beautiful.
Okay. Okay. You got that? You good? That's it?
Bless you, man. I guess I was on mute and didn't realize it. Yeah. Wonderful lesson, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's wonderful lesson.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't force nobody to do nothing, man. We just put it out there and you know, if we wanna shine in, we keep pushing, man. If God sees the same thing we're trying to do tomorrow, you know. Maybe you might press it another thousand.
Hit the one button.
Yeah.
I got a surprise listener for you.
Who was that? Who was that? I can't hear him.
He's been to say hello. Just hit him hello. There you go.
Hey, Reverend Brian. Hey there, RJ. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah, here, RJ. Hey there, RJ. Yeah. How you doing? That's all right. It's always
been
good
on
to hear.
Eight.
Okay. All right.
Praise the Lord. Silent listen.
What did they say? Turn them up. Turn them up, huh? Turn them up, huh?
Yes, sir. RJ. Yes, sir.
All right, that's all right, man. Enjoy the hear from RJ. That's good, man. It's good, man. God is good, man. I thank God for this Holy Spirit. 682-3489. 682-3489. You open. You have anything you want to say? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
682 3489. You hit the one button. If not, you might. I don't know if you hit it or not.
6489. Oh, yeah, that's RJ. He didn't realize it.
Oh, it's RJ?
He didn't realize he was open.
I won't let him make it this time.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's beautiful, man. That's a young man. He's with his granddaddy. They out there working, and they took a little time out to listen to us and just go, you know.
Praise
young
Lord.
Man striving for the Lord. How old is RJ now, man? How old is he now?
Tell him, RJ. 13.
13. It's all right, man. God bless him, man. It's always good to know. We got the love for the people, man.
Yes,
you know, we didn't done it. Try the best of presenting. You know, God has spoke, and yes, you always we solicit your prayers. You know, thank Brother Nutty, thank Brother Reverend Henry, and my little brother over there, RJ. You know, and everybody else just wanted to raise their hand, didn't want to hear, but just thank you too. You know, we thank God for the Holy Spirit that is always here. You know, we try our best to present God wherever He gives us. You know, and no one ain't gonna say nothing. We can go and get out of here with a prayer. You know. Okay, Father, we come to the throne.
Hey, Brother Eric.
Thank
you. Brother Eric.
Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had hit the queue a long time ago. Anyway. There's a good word today, and I want to say good morning and God bless you, and everybody's online. And ironically, that's something that in my marriage is being dealt with is unforgiveness. And I would like for you guys to pray for my spouse, if you're able to, for unforgiveness, and also she's dealing with blame, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And healing of our marriage.
In the name of Jesus.
God for you, brother. God for you. I'm gonna lift him up. I know your name. Say it one more time.
Yeah, Ernest. Ernest.
That's what it was. I figured that's what it was. Yeah, Ernest. Yeah, we're gonna be in prayer, brother. You don't lift marriage up and plant God. Peace over, you know. Whatever his will be, you know, we pray for that, you know. I'm telling you, like, you know, if you believe in prayer, God would answer. And I know he would answer because I'm a living testimony of reconciliation.
Yes, sir.
God can restore and bring back. God can come up in your life and her life, and I'm telling you something. And I don't know your circumstances. You know, you don't have to present it now. But I do know one thing about it. I learned in counseling that prayer works. You don't have to present it.
Yes,
about
sir.
It. You know, tell me, but we can present for reconciliation, and we can wish for prayer for forgiveness. Now, I'm going to advise you to get some spiritual counseling. I'm going to advise you to ask God to be in your marriage, because that's how you married God. You married her with God. You know, I think a lot of us, we hit a vow, we just be listening to it, but it's some strong vows, man. You know, I don't think to break a marriage up with those. And I'm going to tell you right now, that, even if it's God's will, if it's pleasing both sides of the party, they can stay in that too. You know, they can but it got to be God's will though, you know. I'm gonna be in prayer with you right now, and I'm gonna be encouraging you to get some spiritual counseling. Did you hear me, Brother Ernest?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm everything you said, I'm in the middle of it, and I'm you know, I got, you know, dealing with all of that, but it's good, you know. It's just so ironic that you brought that up, you know, and I don't have, how can I put it, I'm not sharing it with a with everybody because everybody don't understand the, you know, the plight, you know, when you go to God and ask Him for marriage. And, you know, the world will tell you, oh, you get rid of it. Oh, I would do this. Oh, I would do that. So, you know what I mean? And certain people you just don't talk about it. You know what I mean? You just don't share because, and then, you know, then when you have a word from God and listen to what God says, you have to be obedient. You know what I mean? And I just believe I'm being obedient. You know what I mean?
I'm doing one thing right here. Watch this here. Now, you do know I don't know your situation, right?
Right.
I don't know nothing about your situation. Do you know God already spoke to your situation? He already did it.
Oh, no question.
He done it. Yeah. Remember I just told you about suffering and being patient?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Suffering and being patient. You know, and it goes in hand.
Sometimes it goes in a hand.
You wonder why God didn't use a hand. And what you can say?
We have a good God. You know what I mean? We got an awesome God. You know, and you know, with life, as you know, if you a drag racer, you know what that puts on your relationships. You know. Especially when women don't see eye to eye of, you know, your dreams or what your aspect of, and it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I'm gonna tell you this here. I'm a drag racer and everything. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm gonna tell you this here, brother. Well, think about it, man. You know, that's gonna be on your. I'm speaking like this. Whatever works for your household, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I mean, you love that woman, man. You know, you got to. It's a thing we got to come together with. You know, I wish you had my number. I could give you my number. We can talk on this backline. You know, so we can, you know, minister to you. If you already got counseling, that's cool too, though. You know, but my number, if anybody need to call, is 817-875.
Oh, we're getting write it down.
Yeah.
Write it down. 817?
Yes, sir. 875.
Okay. 875.
0227.
0227. Okay.
Yeah. Now, that's love, man, you know, and I tell you, and you said a mouthful, it's something that don't need to be spread on this kind of line, you know. We can get on the back line and talk, you know, anybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's 817-875-0227. Now, if you already got a spirit of somebody you're talking to, I can just pray with you, but like we're going to do right now, you know, and I believe with the faith of prayer, you know, and I believe God can move, man. You know, I mean, you know, in this circumstance, I've learned some. You know, and the question is there anything too hard for God? I'm going to say that one more time. Is there anything too hard for God? No, nothing. Everybody on the phone should say no. Nothing too hard for God.
Nothing.
I talked about reconciliation. I don't know about your situation, brother. You know, I heard you once or twice over here, but I talk about reconciliation, and God wants to come back to Him first. See, one thing about it, we need to get a relationship with God first, and everything else will fall in there. Everything else will fall in there, in the lineup. Because if God gave you the wife, you find that wife, you don't have to worry about it. Everything will be all right. You don't have to worry about it. You know, that's the truth about that one. So we'll be in prayer with that. I think, sis, you hit the one button? 331-15-719-79?
Yep, I'm here. I hit the one button, and then I went back on mute because I got some background. I have some background noise here, but I just wanted to say good morning. I thank God of course, for this ministry, but I thank God for every person on this line. I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for the unity. I thank God for the testimony. I thank God for those that get on here in need of prayer, because sometimes, you know, some people don't have it in them to get on here and say what they need prayer for, but sometimes they can be needing the same prayer that someone else needs. So I just thank God for that. And I thank God. I was in and out this morning on the talk show because I had a couple things going on. That's neither here nor there. I just thank God for the unity of this show and for everyone who decides in the morning to get up and to dial in and just to commune with the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a blessing it is just to hear the voices of each person that get on the line. It's a refreshing feeling to my spirit each and every day. So I just want you guys to know I love you guys. I'm praying for you guys, and I thank God for each and every person on this line.
Yes, thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you. God is good. You know, that's what we're here for. We need to be encouraged, man. That's a good encouragement there. We need that, you know. It's because of the life period, you know. And nobody else don't see it, you know. I appreciate that, you know. I tell you what, that's what this ministry about. That we should lift one another up. We should lift our brother up too. You know, we gonna go with it in prayer. And we really believe somebody believe like me, believe God will make a way. You know, only God knows the deal, and we're not gonna tell decipher what God's will is. But we do know one thing about it. For God to move, it had to be His will. Can I get a witness? It had to be God's witness. And I don't care how hard we cried out. If God said what He said, it is what it is. And the only time I heard God repenting is one time when He was mad at man. He was repenting because He didn't want to put that fury on him. He didn't want to kill him off at that particular time. But I'm telling you right now, you can speak to a storm if you have faith. You can speak to that storm.
Man.
You have faith. That faith has to go. You speak to that storm. I don't care what that situation is. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Not one little bit. Nothing. Nothing. Now, it might not work on your time because He might be trying to work something out for you to grow in. Help me, Holy Spirit. He might want. Well, I know he's not. He ought to make it. He's a lot of things that help us to grow, and grow in our faith, and move in our faith. You know, I mean, I heard you said some few things, but I, even myself, I do the same thing, Lord. I want you to help my growth and my faith in you. And God put some things in your way to make you understand that it's gonna take faith to move this one here, brother. It's gonna take belief from me to move this one here. It ain't gonna be nothing you did. And nothing you can do but faith and believe that He can move it. Now, watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we're coming out the humble and our most mild. We know how to come, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that already went before us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all the testimonies and all the listening ears at this time, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to bless us today, Lord, that we go farther in your day, Lord. But, Lord, we stand right now, Lord, praying for one of our brothers in his marriage, Lord. Lord, maybe he might not be the only one on his phone, Lord, but, Lord, we just ask you to touch that marriage, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, to move and reconcile and forgiveness, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, as you move there, Lord, let it be the patience of both sides, Lord, so they can reason with one another, Lord. Let your love abide. Let them understand the love they had before is still to burn, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to move, Lord, wherever misunderstanding, wherever things are going on in that situation, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that sometimes in life we don't understand everything, Lord. But, Lord, we know you're a keeper, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to mend that marriage, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Mend it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Don't let that on earth separate that marriage, Lord. Let your spirit move in that marriage, Lord. Lord, sometimes we don't understand each side of the party, Lord. But we know you made both of them, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to give strength there in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just pray for the sick and the shut in right now, too, as well, Lord. The people, maybe not even hit the one button, may have a hurting heart, a hurting mind, physical hurt. Lord, we just ask you to move there in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Lord, and we count it all a joy that you already heard and blessed, Lord. And Lord, if there's anything was misunderstood and wasn't presented right today, Lord, we ask you, Father God, let your will be done in it, Lord. Let your will to touch someone hard on the fertile ground that they hear your word and try to apply it to their life, Lord. We thank you for the right of Paul, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement word that he gave us, Lord, that you created everything, Lord, for your son, Lord. So, Lord, we just stand in the need of a blessing, Lord, and we thank you, man. All this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray. And the saints say amen.
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 Amen.